Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Joel chapter 3, I have finished reading Revelation 13, verses 4 through 8, talking about why all the nations would follow Satan. Let's continue with that thought today. So the Lord says, okay, all you folks, your religions, all your world stuff and everything like that, you're against the true and holy God. Think you've had victory? Gather them all together in one place. This is going to be a showdown. Okay. And Jesus against the world, and it won't even be fair, it'll seem like, because there's no way this world can fight against Jesus and be victorious. And so we see him coming back, and he's telling them, all right, gather them all together, get all your weapons, get your best weapons, and get ready to fight. I'm coming down after you. And he will, and even tells us the various things about it. Now, they're to get their weapons ready. They're to get it all together. Get your plans in place and your best men. Use all your men because he's coming. And you can organize your armies and develop all the means that you can to fight against the Lord. Now, after these orders come from him to the world, giving them the opportunity to line up behind that old dragon, the devil, and his world leader, we call him the Antichrist or the Beast, and the false prophet, he will now speak toward heaven in verse 13, after he's telling them in verses 9 through 12. Now, why would the world agree to be on Satan's side? Besides the fact that he is the God of the world and the prince of the power of the air, you wonder why, when so much has been told about him, would they even consider being on his side? But in Revelation chapter 13, verses 4 through 8, we read this. And they worshipped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast. And they worshipped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? And there was given unto him a mouth, speaking great things and blasphemies. And power was given unto him to continue 42 months. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb. Whose names not written in the book of the life of the Lamb slain? Wow. These people have rejected the Lord. And so he says, their names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. So this Antichrist, and he's more often referred to as the Beast in Scripture. Men say Antichrist more often, but it's actually the Beast. He blasphemes God and even challenges him. But God is going to give him another 42 months. Although saints are overcome by him and many die at his hand. But understand, we don't look at the moment. We look into eternity. Romans chapter 8 and verse 18 gets a very, very important thing that we need to understand and have faith in. That the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed in us. Now think of that. Some sufferings have been great. And I tell you what, that Jesus died on the cross for our sins, but do you realize that Jesus is not the only one that died on the cross? Back in that day, there were a lot of people that died on the cross. They knew the pain and suffering of that, and some died for the name of Christ that way. Some were burnt alive, flayed alive, sawn in half, alive. That's all very cruel. So to make those things seem like they're really minute in comparison in its greatness to the greatness of the glory that we have in heaven, what is that greatness like? Now for the Christian, it's up to us simply to trust God in this. Do as Jesus did on the cross, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. See, he did it for the joy set before him. That's faith. In his humanity, he had faith in that future event, and he knew that eventually he is the victor. And that's what it is for us as Christians. So we read in Romans 8:33, who shall charge anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Understand, when Jesus was on the cross, there was no intercession for him. He suffered the full outpouring of the wrath of Almighty upon his human spirit and soul, upon his body, for our sin. So he makes intercession for us. He goes on in Romans 8:35, says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? Now all these things can happen, and down through the ages, those things have happened. Why? All those that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. And so he says in verse 36, as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. And we've seen what ISIS has done to those who named the name of Christ over in the Middle East, and it's been terrible. Beheadings, crucifixions, setting people on fire in a cage while they're still alive. Oh, my goodness. Barbaric things that they're doing. Obviously, if their God controls them, they don't have a God of love. Now, our God will cast people into an eternal lake of fire, but he offers them salvation, the salvation of their spirit and soul. But they reject it in this life, then they go to hell over the tears of Jesus Christ. But assuredly, they go to hell based on their just desert. But for us, accounted as sheep for the slaughter. And you know, the Bible says, all they that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. If you go a life without people running you down, without being under the lies and other things people tell about you, look, I've had some years are worse than others. I've had that on me, and it still happens. Lies and other things that go on. All you can do is just trust God through it all. Realize that in the end, we stay true to Christ. We're not only just saved, we're not like those that are saved so as by fire, but instead, we hear, well done, good and faithful servant. Great is your reward in heaven for those, as Jesus said in Matthew 5:10-12, that suffer this great persecution. So, that's fine. That's why, as a pastor, I'm charged in how to preach the word, and I've shared this with you before. 2 Timothy 4, verses 1 and 2. In verse 1, he says, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, I'm charged. In other words, this is a command I've gotten. I better do it because I'm going to give an account at the judgment. And he says, preach the word. Preach the word. He didn't say preach philosophy. Preach the library books that men have written. No, he says, preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. And then it tells me how to preach it. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort. Preachers, that's what we're supposed to do. You're a preacher listening in today. Let me tell you something. Our duty is not to make the Word of God acceptable to men. Instead, it's to make it available to men. Therefore, don't try to make the Word of God acceptable. Preach the Word of God as it is to men as they are. If you try to make it acceptable, you'll water it down, you'll leave things out, and you'll add things to it. So don't do it that way. Do it God's way. And let God be true and every man a liar, and let him give you the strength and the help in time of need. And that's what he says in Romans 8:37. After saying we are a sheep for the slaughter, he says, nay, in all things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I'm persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Wow, that is great. Now, you don't have to go contemporary. You don't have to go entertainment. You don't have to do those things. What you do need to do as a preacher is pray and seek God's face to get the message from his word, but also to have the power of God. Ask God to give you a holy utterance and boldness. Utterance. So that when you preach his word, no one can be indifferent to the word of God. But you know what? When you preach that way, you may have more people mad than are happy. But mad or happy, that is better than indifference to the word. So ask God, preachers, to give you that holy power. Beseech him and continually beseech him on this. Get others to pray that God will give it to you. You see, the power is not the power of your voice. It's the power of the Holy Spirit in your voice. And it's the Holy Spirit taking that message, God's word, to the hearts of the listener. Now, let me just say this. Every word is God-breathed. It's not the thoughts that are inspired. No, every word is God-breathed. God gave every word of the Bible to those that wrote. Those that wrote had to be holy men. They couldn't just be any man. They had to be holy men of old. And they wrote those words. They put them down in the Scriptures. And so as a result, we have the Word of God. And the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and is discerner of the joints and the marrow, the thoughts and intents. Listen, my friend. Jesus said in John 12:48, it's by his word that we'd be judged. Get to know the word, get in the word, and preachers, you preach the word. And let's not let the world and marketers, religious marketers, dictate to us how we're to do church. Continue to let the Bible do it. Just let the word of God be true, and every man a liar. That's the way God said to do it. Guess what? God got it right.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on his firm foundation.